With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. More regulations from an environmental impact statement could prevent ag imports from moving through the Millennium Bulk Terminal proposed in Longview. The State Department of Ecology and Cowlitz County recently issued their final EIS, reaffirming that coal dust moved through the terminal is not an issue, but calls for Millennium to mitigate for any of the coal moved through the terminal that is burned or used anywhere in the world.
As the coal moves out of the Millennium facility and goes to someplace in the world, China, or it could be anywhere else, doesn't really matter, but anywhere else, and when it's burned, what does it do for CO2 emissions? So carbon dioxide or any other global warming type gases, as they're termed. And you got to mitigate for that. And that's the part that troubles most, because that's a standard that how can a business be expected to address that? And so that's what's really troubling. Millennium has still got a, you know, stiff upper lip, and they're saying we're going to work through this, but that's a pretty high hurdle.
Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says it's disheartening to watch.
Our bottom line has always been, look, for whatever a permit requirement is, from a regulatory standpoint, make it predictable, reasonable, so that a business can proceed, and make it compatible with, you know, neighboring states and so on, so that we can compete in that global, truly global economic environment. And this clearly hinders that ability.
Stuhlmiller says while Washington is the most trade-dependent state in the nation, we continue to create barriers to success.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.